Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:05, July the 15th. It's 7:05 a.m. on July the 15th. Here we are, halfway through July. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and join our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room, say good morning. And Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. Currently 67 degrees. In the downtown studios, here's what's happening on this beautiful Monday morning. We're going to have clear skies this evening with the temperatures dropping to around 65. Looks like we're going to get to be around 98 degrees today. Hot, of course. Tomorrow, 92. Wednesday, 96. And this is what we look like. Let's see. Thursday is going to be around 104. So we're doing another kind of one of those repeated weeks where we start off and we kind of climb. So get ready. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Gosh, we've got so much to cover from the weekend. Mondays are always so rich and like, let's catch up. And we've got guests and we've got all kinds of wonderful things of what's happened in history, what's happening with topics and your let it rip moments. But first, we always love to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute to find out what's happening in the market with our Wells Fargo update, Susan Eastman. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Well, the stocks are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 7 points at 15,471. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1679. And the NASDAQ Composite is down fractionally as well as 3,599. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 6 cents, trading at 1386, Citigroup positive 95 cents at 51.76 per share, Sprint Nextel up 20 cents, trading at $6.65. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 38 cents at 84.69, Pacific Gas and Electric down 3 cents at 45.51, AT&T off 40 cents at $35.40. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.58% and the 30-year bond 3.65%. For commodities, gold is at $5 an ounce at $1,282, silver positive 2 cents at 19, crude oil off 19 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They are the people to lead you through the jungles of Wall Street. Stop by Park Marina Drive, their offices, or again, give them a call at 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, of course, the Zimmerman trial. We're also going to discuss lawsuits to stop gay marriage in California. Well, how come if the Supreme Court ruled, how can they have more lawsuits? We'll talk about that. Something that's really strange in the news here. I mean, we've had on Outside the Wire, we've had several mediums on, psychics, and it appears that a young boy's body was found through the efforts of a psychic. Right here in California. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob. We skipped you in the early morning while you were doing all this other, like, technical stuff.
Morning.
How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
Good.
Get ready for more hot weather.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Special Joe's, great coffee in the morning, great cold drinks in the afternoon. Head on over. They'd meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, let's hurry up and get to this point because there's a lot of stuff that happened on this day in history. But according to this particular headline, during a live television and radio broadcast, President Richard Nixon stuns the nation by announcing that he will visit Communist China the following year. Now, the statement marked a dramatic turning point in U.S.-China relations as well as a major shift in American foreign policy. So that happened on this day in history, and I think that was pretty life-changing for the world.
It was. Over the weekend, Saturday, George Zimmerman's found not guilty. Not guilty of second-degree murder, not guilty of manslaughter, not guilty of any crimes. The headlines, I mean, just listening to the talk shows after that was remarkable. Remarkable. The anger, literally the anger and the things that were being said. Headlines saying thousands marching.
Protesting.
In protest. I don't see the headlines that say hundreds of millions not marching in protest. Yes, thousands are, but millions aren't marching in protest. President Obama said, respect this verdict. President Obama said, respect this verdict.
Although not perfect, our laws, I think something along those lines. I could look at
something
verbatim.
It's about anything. We may not have the perfect system. It's not perfect, but it is a good system. It's a really good system. So he said, honor this verdict. At the same time, we're seeing that the Justice Department is looking at the case. They're not filing a case. No case has been filed. And nothing's been said about the federal government filing a case against Zimmerman. What it has said is that they're looking at the case to see if there has been some kind of prosecution. It's not him. It's prosecution, maladies there that they could go and file a case if they chose to for depriving Trayvon Martin of his civil rights. Now, if the president said, respect the verdict, honor this verdict, and then the Justice Department brought charges against Zimmerman, I think that would do a lot to tear this fabric even more than it is. Trayvon Martin, 17. No 17-year-old should die in violence. Not in war, not on the streets, not anywhere. In Chicago, 4th of July weekend, 12 young people died in violence. 70 wounded over the 4th of July weekend. And nobody should die in violence like that. But it would be even be worse is to have a verdict that six women sat there, listened to all of the testimony, and anybody, even the sides that thought that Zimmerman should be punished, said they didn't prove the case. They never proved the case that Zimmerman killed this man without cause. And Trayvon Martin, I heard him called a child the other day. A child's a 10 or 12-year-old, a 17-year-old male, may not be the most mature person in the world, but they're not a child any longer. The 17-year-olds fight in combat. 17-year-olds have businesses. 17-year-olds are accomplished in many cases. They're not children.
When did we, as a nation, curious, because, like you said, in probably just a decade or two ago, 17, of course, in the Jewish tradition, when somebody's bar mitzvahed at 13, they're now considered a young man. So when is it that we, as a nation, started thinking that? I know, okay, there's like three thoughts coming out of my head at the same time, one of which is, you know, they say that the brain doesn't really fully school and the brain doesn't really fully develop till 26, you know, the frontal lobes or whatever that is. And
yeah, to age 26 for a male.
Right.
I think women are quicker.
Okay, so what, I wish I could be quicker this morning, when did we as a nation decide, or where as a whole of our society?
Well, we haven't.
Really think that kids don't really develop, you know, we're calling them children at 15 and 16.
Well,
but they can drive an automobile.
Well, they can drive an automobile. They can make decisions. And the decision to beat somebody's head against the ground is not the right decision. All right, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob. Coach Bob, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Curious, I don't read the law all that often, but I'm curious if in order to violate somebody's civil rights, do you have to kill them, or can you merely punch them in the face and slam their head against the concrete?
Well, I think your personal rights are being violated then when somebody hits you in the face and slamming your head against the concrete. You know, the whole thing, and you're right, Coach Bob, and what I'm saying here is this, is that the president on one hand says, respect the verdict, honor the verdict, and we will work to prevent this type of gun violence. Okay, I understand he said that. But then, on the other hand, the Justice Department says they're looking at the case. They haven't filed it, but they're looking at it. I just think that Obama could take a big step forward in saying, look, this was a terrible tragedy. Let's look at what caused this tragedy. And there'll be no more court cases, but there should be a change in people's idea, you know, that this kind of violence should stop. And you've got to take a look at where the violence came from, at the fear. And there's a lot of this is fear. They see, you know, that Zimmerman was out there, was afraid this guy was going to break into houses. Martin was probably afraid this guy was accosting him. I mean, there's fear because, and was it racial? It's probably partially racial. I don't know. I wasn't there. And see, that's the thing is, I don't know. How much of it was because of racial fear?
And you're right, but it's interesting to me that to I don't know what led Martin to refer to Zimmerman as a cracker.
Yeah.
Good heavens. The guy's a quarter white, you know, he's less white than Obama. I don't understand that. But the race thing works both ways.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Hispanic.
Well, you know, the thing is when you start describing somebody as a white Hispanic, I'm not sure where that, that may be on some of the, something. It may be on certain forms, but I guess the bottom line is that it's a tragedy when somebody dies young.
Sure.
But on the other hand, the man was taken in front of a jury of his peers that the original prosecutor refused to press charges. He said, there's nothing here to do it. The sheriff was removed from his office because he refused to arrest him. The detectives said, and several of the detectives that came out that were testifying for the prosecution were helping the defense. One of them said, I believed him. Hey. And so this kind of thing should have never happened. He should have never gone to trial.
That begs the question, just how much weight the Justice Department put on the DAs down there to bring this to trial in the first place. I mean, there was no evidence to really prosecute the man. And they proved that by prosecuting him. They didn't have anything.
Well, it did. You know, the thing is that anytime, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but anytime that somebody is killed like this, there's got to be an investigation. Now, should there be a trial? No, you know, that's what the investigation is for. If the investigation shows that there shouldn't be, but every one of these should be investigated. And there should be at the end of it say, look, this is what happened. It's a tragedy, but it happened and this is the reasons why. But to have that investigation and say, well, no, we don't want to prosecute, and then to have higher ups because of political reasons have the trial seems to me be somewhat of a travesty of justice.
Well, it is a travesty of justice, and unfortunately, because it ended up in a death, unfortunately, either one of these guys could have mitigated the whole thing, and they're both, well, guilty is not the word I really like, but
they're both
it's the only one
responsible.
Comes to
they're both responsible for what happened.
Thank you, responsible.
Yeah, they're responsible.
At any time, Zimmerman could have backed away, and at any time, Trayvon Martin could have turned around and said, hey, is there a problem?
Yeah, but neither side, but you know what? Yeah, you're right, Coach. And that's really what should have happened. Hey, we got to run. We're way over
time.
All
right, take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks. So come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning on this Monday, 7:26. Feel the crawl. Yeah, we begin. How are you doing? This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli in Redding's largest selection of natural foods, supplements, and health and beauty products. They're located at 221 Locust Street in Redding. Give them a call at 244-9141. Something happening today I think y'all need to know about. Y'all. That means all of you. President Obama will spend part of today paying tribute to one of his Republican predecessors. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama welcome ex-President George H.W. Bush and former First Lady Barbara Bush to a White House ceremony to recognize the Points of Light volunteer program. Points of Light, the world's largest organization dedicated to volunteer service, mobilizes millions of people to take action that is changing the world and recognizes individuals who are making a difference through service and volunteerism. The White House says today that the first President Bush established the program in 1989. So that's going on today, and we're taking your calls here at KCNR 1460, as well as loving our chat pack this morning, always on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, on Tuesday, tomorrow, there's going to be a big meeting there at the Holiday Inn, the Palomino Room, at 6 p.m. They're talking about the dam. The people that want to raise the height of the dam, 18.5 feet, they're coming in, and they want to have a public meeting, and about the dam. And they're going to hold it again tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. And they are talking in this, they're going to discuss the ramifications of adding another 18 and a half feet to the dam. We're going to be talking about that one some more tomorrow. But right now we're going to go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You got like 2 minutes.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, you got a deal here going where they have a black guy and they have a Mexican guy, and they're trying to make a race riot out between the Mexicans and the blacks. Excuse me. So on this thing here, down there, but the whole thing could have been avoided had the guy taken advice from the police officers when they first told him to stay away from him.
It could have. You know.
And the whole thing could have been over with. But then once he had him down on the ground, if he'd have hit that kid when he's 17 years, he's older, and he could have got charged with child abuse.
Well, they could have, but they didn't charge him with that. At that point, the 17-year-old child, who was 6'3", and 170 pounds, had him down and was slamming his head against the ground. I think everybody agrees to that.
If he'd have fought back and hit him, well, they would have charged him with child abuse.
Nah, you know what? So, if it had just been a fist fight, you would never even heard of this. You would have never heard of this. But let me follow up on this since we only got a minute left. There's a woman in Houston. A black lady in Houston was driving down the road. This guy runs into her from behind. It was an accident. She pulls off into a gas station. He gets up, and according to the story, it's just extreme road rage. He's beating on her car. He comes to her window. She shoots him. She was in fear of her life.
Right.
And the police have decided, as of right now, there will be no charges. She was in fear of her life, and she protected herself.
I think she was right.
Well, you know, according to the police so far, it seems like that's right. But that one hasn't hit the page, it hasn't hit the front pages yet. And right. this was a black and white incident also. But in this case, it was, you know, people with some common sense were saying, well, wait a minute. This obviously the woman was protecting herself. We've got to run. We'll be right back after these messages.
Losses in early trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's just about flat. Meanwhile, Canadian food and drugstore operator Loblaw is buying Shoppers Drug Mart in a cash and stock deal worth almost $12 billion. The deal will provide Loblaw access to the growing small urban store segment. It will also help it remain competitive with the likes of Target and Walmart. The deal is expected to close in 6 to 7 months. And 4 months after launching BlackBerry's flagship Z10 smartphone, U.S. carriers and retailers are already discounting the device by as much as 75%. AT&T and Verizon Wireless have cut the price in half to $99 with a 2-year contract. Best Buy and Amazon.com are now offering the phone under contract for $49. An early move to discount the all-touch Z10 just months after its late March launch suggests the phone isn't selling well. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
The hotline's open on KCNR.
If you want to work until
605-4567.
Then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, 7. 7:34. It's Monday morning, and we're having a great time getting back in the saddle here.
Yeah, Bob's here.
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Not Shasta Springwater. They've been providing spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They get their water out of their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. If you want more information, and I'm sure you will, we use Mount Shasta Springwater. Call them at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Let's get to the phones this morning. We are bringing Carrion over from our last topic. Bruce, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I want you guys to help me get a grip on this thing that we're talking about this morning. For the last month, we've heard nothing from all five major news parties there about Zimmerman's trial and all that's going on. When there's some real important things out there. There were 72 people shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. 12 of them were killed. Two teenagers were killed over that weekend.
Yep.
We've got Benghazi, IRS, $20 trillion in debt, NSA, Egypt. We've got gas tax in California, 3.5 cents old Perez dumped on us, and nobody even made a quiver out of, so we're going to get another 5 cents dumped on us. So why is everybody wound up in this Zimmerman deal?
You want me to answer that?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thanks, Bruce. Just dropped that one on me on a Monday. Because Zimmerman is they're using this as a symbolic, as a symbolism to say is that racism is alive and well in America. That if it was reversed, nothing would have been said. You know, Martin had killed Zimmerman. I'm not sure that's true. I think every investigation will be done. I think everything like that should be investigated. I think most of it is they're trying to the media is, if it bleeds, it leads. And we have somebody that's been in the office here that can tell you that. We've been in news a long time. And so this has got the people's attention. But I promise you, this will go away. What's today, Monday? By Wednesday.
Well, it's got to the point to where I would switch news channels every time they'd come on. I'd turn it off because I was sick of it.
Well,
because there's some important things going on out here.
There are.
That ought to usurp that for sure.
You would think so. What about, you know, the changes in Obamacare? The things about where the individuals still have to buy it, but the companies don't. What about the large rise in part-time employees? And many businesses now, they're not going to get more than 30 hours.
Because
they get over 30 hours, they're going to have to pay huge insurance bills.
It just amazes me that they got swooped up in, and I'm talking about at least I thought Fox would steer away from it somewhat, but is it the public that much interest in it from
Let me tell you about Fox. Fox is a corporation that is no different than any other news stations. Fox goes where the money is. Fox, you know, can talk about fair and balance. They can talk about how, oh, you can get it here and we don't have a bias. And perhaps at the newscaster level not. But when you get up in the corporate, that probably the difference between Fox and ABC is you can't tell the difference when it gets right down to it. I mean, and they prove it. And they prove it every time, like something like this happens. Do you see them talking about anything else?
Nope. And there's so much. How about illegals kill 24 people every day in the U.S., 12 of them by shooting?
Well, then, and you can talk about the hundreds of billions of dollars they're spent every year on illegals, from everything from medical care to incarceration. Yeah, we can talk about that, too. But you know what? People don't care about that.
Well, they better start caring, and they better put the clamps on those boys down there in Sacramento, because when they got that carte blanche and put 3.5 cents on gas, now we have 82.5 cents of total tax on diesel, 72.3 on gas. And they were so proud of that now we have the highest total tax in the country. That's crazy.
Well, they're going to also make that more money on paying that tax on ammo, too.
Hey, they make 40 or 50 million gallons they sell a day. Do that math. 3.5 cents is a lot of money.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right, buddy.
You bet. Thanks. Okay, we have one more. We have Henry. Henry, good morning. We got like a minute and a half, Henry.
Yeah, very quickly then, has to do with that Zimmerman thing. It seems to me like he had a jury of his peers and he was considered innocent. Now, if the black community doesn't like that, maybe they get the hell out of the country. You know, I mean, this is the way it is.
I tell you what, you can get thousands of people, you get millions of people to disagree on things. My thought was this, You have thousands that marched. Okay. They have a right to march. By gosh, you know what? This is what makes this country great. That's why I stick things out there on the blog spot about First Amendment, Second Amendment, you know, all our amendments. We can do these things.
Well, but
there's
the
millions
right to march,
that the millions
don't have the right to burn the town down.
Well, no,
and break windows.
You're right. No, no, that's wrong. You know, peaceful demonstration, that's what it says. It doesn't say you have a right to demonstrate and destroy other people's property. No.
Or burn the American flag.
Burn the American flag or other things like that. Well, but see,
if those people
do have the right to burn the American flag.
Then
that's
they
the thing.
Leave.
Yeah. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to a
it's good for
Aaron
people
Myers
to get fired up.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about something that's great, something that's going to happen tomorrow, something that where you can help people and you actually get a cookie for it. We'll be right back.
Open Gangnam Style.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture to plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Mamma mia!
I didn't know you're Italian.
I'm not, but we're headed there for Second Tuesday Club.
That's right. Tuesday, August 13th, we're at Nello's Place on Bocelli Lane.
Nello's Place. Salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, seafood, and wine.
Yeah, we get it. You like to eat. Won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 13th for great food and good company as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society, helping the animals.
Grazie.
Oh, good grief.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot today with temperatures anywhere from 98, maybe up to the triple digits today. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and they're closed on Mondays, but the ranch is open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call for reservations, 474-5546.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Go on down and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. Let your neighbors give you some great deals here. They serve Reading and all of the North State. They have every type of new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want. And their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Huge place. I know they've got sales going on. And give them a call at 530-223-2177. Reading Crown Motors.
Well, we have a special guest with us today that we have some history with, somebody that we admire very much, who is now at the helm of Blood Source. And welcome to the show, Erin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, there is a special event happening tomorrow at 5 p.m. on Tiger Field. It's the Summer Blood Drive, the Reading Colt 45 Summer Blood Drive. Tell us what's happening.
You know, we are so excited. Blood Source and the Reading Colt 45s have been partnering together since 2010 to hold a Summer Blood Drive. And we appreciate so much our community partners like the Reading Colt 45s and both you, Linda and Carl, for having us on this morning. We couldn't do it without our community partners. But it's a blood drive tomorrow. It goes from 5 to 7:30 right there at Tiger Field in Reading. Participants will receive a Blood Source t-shirt, a ticket to a Reading Colt 45's home game, as well as our My Blood Source rewards. And they can use those rewards online to redeem a number of items. We have movie tickets, Baskin Robbins, some t-shirts, a little bit of everything. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us a visual what happens. I always like, you know, give me a little snippet of a motion picture moment of arriving at the field. What happens at 5 p.m. tomorrow?
You know, that's a great question because I think a lot of people think about the blood donation portion itself, which actually only takes 5 to 10 minutes. But the whole donation process, we always tell people to anticipate 45 minutes to an hour. And that goes from the registration to your mini physical, where they'll take your blood pressure, make sure they test your hemoglobin. Then you get your donor evaluation portion done where you answer a series of questions. And then you go to the donation part, and as Carl said before the break, then you get your cookies.
You get a cookie. You know what? When you give a cookie, when you give blood, there's so many good things that happen after you give blood. And not just the cookie that you get. I'm talking for other people.
You know, it is amazing, and it's a gift that you can give no matter what. You know, if you come, you really, truly are saving a life. And with one whole blood donation, which is what you give on our mobile drives like this, a whole blood donation, you can actually save up to 3 patients with that donation.
Wow.
So you are truly giving the gift of life and giving something that nobody else can give, but human to human.
Now, you know, I've been places before where the siren went off and people ran toward the blood center because we had had men and women in contact mm-hmm. with the enemy, and they needed blood. And the blood went to everybody, mm-hmm. not just our Marines and soldiers and sailors, but it also went to the enemy that had been wounded and brought in. So the blood helps everybody.
It really does. And, you know, one of the things about Blood Source as well is we are a hub for the military. So in the past, we've been called upon by the military when there is a need, especially for plasma in years past. So we encourage people not to just come out when there is an emergency or when there's a special event, but we really encourage regular blood donation so that the blood is available when it's needed. 1 in 7 people who go into a hospital actually end up needing blood. So there is an amazing need. So if we can encourage regular donation and get people in the habit of donating and make it a lifelong habit, you truly are saving countless lives.
Well, let's share with our listeners here the fact that, of course, it's Reading Colt 45s. It's the Summer Blood Drive. You've gone in partnership with them. Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit, Erin Myers, about your history with baseball.
Oh, you know, it's near and dear to my heart. I actually had a scholarship to play softball at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and just truly enjoyed that and the time I had and have such fond memories of organized sports altogether, whether it be softball or basketball, and think you can learn so much. And I think that the Reading Colt 45s, what a great thing for our community and for us to be able to support. And that's what we love, partnering with people like the Reading Colt 45s, to be able to, for them to support not only what we're doing here in the community, but for us to support them as well and watch them succeed here in the community. And loving baseball as much as I do, I would encourage everybody to go out to those home games and support them.
So are you coaching at all?
I have coached over the last 6 years, and I'm kind of off and on now. But, you know, that's something that I enjoy, being able to give back. And so as much as I can, I try to.
Well, you know, now we're talking about the blood drive tomorrow. Yeah, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. During the game, Reading Colts 45s are playing, who are they playing? The Crabs or somebody there. But the big thing is that you can go out there tomorrow and give blood.
You sure can. Just come on by. No appointment necessary. You can stop by. 5 to 7:30, we'll take your donation. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact the Reading Blood Source at 243-0160, and they can answer any questions that you have.
Well, you get an admission ticket to the game after you give the blood. You know, before. After you give blood, an admission ticket to the Colt 45s game, a Blood Source t-shirt, which are cool shirts, by the way.
We try.
I think we have them. And a Blood Source rewards to redeem online for other great items. And you've got to be 17 to do this. But this is what you can do to save lives. And what a great way to do it. At the baseball game, go in, give blood, go there a little bit early, give blood, and you can get a hot dog afterwards and a cookie.
Don't forget about
get
the
a cookie. Yeah, you get the cookie, and then when you go to the game, can you have a beer then after you've given blood?
You know, we always ask people to watch it. They have lost fluid. We encourage them to drink plenty of water in the next few days after their donation to rehydrate. Mm.
Beer is mainly water, so they can have a hot dog and a beer afterwards at the game. So what a great way to help the community and to help your friends and family. And think of this. You may never have needed blood, but I will guarantee you, if you look around your family, somebody has. Somewhere along the way, somebody's needed blood in your family. And some people give blood every chance they get. Some people are kind of, they're standoffish about it. It's not painful. It's something that you can do that when you're finished, you're going to feel better.
You know, and that's what we've heard from some of our donors is that feeling that they get knowing that they did save a life by just giving up 45 minutes to an hour. We even have some people who come into our center to donate platelets or plasma and sit in the chair for 2.5 hours, to save a life. So, you know, we could not do what we do without these generous donors, and we thank them time and time and again, not just for helping us here in the community, but for saving all the lives that they save.
I can't say more than that, except the fact is let's all go out there tomorrow, July 16th, between 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. to the Colt 45 game on Tiger Field. They're going to have the Bloodmobile out there. Give blood. Give blood. Get a ticket into the game. Get a cookie. Get a t-shirt. Get a rewards card to redeem online, and just have a great night and know that you've done something good.
Well, I'm just thinking about the same thing about, you know, whenever there's been a national tragedy, our blood is pretty sparse. So it's nice to know that it's something that you can do again to save a life. And I'm sorry that I'm at a loss for words because, you know, I was thinking about, you know, my mother had to have a transfusion, and I was thinking, you know, wish that at that point I could go give her part of my blood. However, I was not close by, but somebody else did.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we say. That's why we encourage regular blood donations, so that the product is on the shelf when it's needed. And
that's
from voluntary blood donors. And they do a huge thing. So thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you because, you know, we've known Erin now for, gosh, we've known Erin a long time.
Since you've been here.
Since I've been here. And her working
at the Blood Source.
You are so happy and so enthused about what you do.
and that is, you
need that in something like this.
Great to plug into a passion.
It is, because this is something that you're doing to make, you know, that's good for people and it saves lives. And what better way to spend your day?
Yeah, and you know, we get to meet a lot of our patients, and it truly is amazing the impact it has, not only on the patient, but the family as well. And the donation stretches so far and touches so many lives. So we can't say thank you enough.
243-0160 for information. Otherwise, just show up tomorrow at Tiger Field right here in Reading at between 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. to give blood. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:56 in the morning. It's Monday, my friends. Monday. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and the chat room is hot. And speaking of hot, it's going to be hot today, which is why you need to talk to Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having any type of air conditioning problems, installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air, they stand for a lot of things there, but they stand on integrity and honesty and getting the job done correctly at no extra cost to you. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our, the chat room is heated up. And we have, you know, and a lot of times you get different perspectives, which we love is having different perspectives. And there was one of our people in the chat room says that Zimmerman was looking for a confrontation. The scream stopped the moment the gun was shot. Due to the jury's interpretation of the jury instructions, Zimmerman got off with murder. And yes, it is dangerous out there. They were talking back and forth about how dangerous it is. Stalk, maybe not to kill, but definitely to confront with gun loaded, anger at those who always get away. Quote. Okay, she is saying is, hey, he's angry because these bad guys have been getting away with it and getting away with it, and he's angry at that. Intent was to confront, yet he never introduced himself for his neighborhood watch duties. Anyway, and he goes on from there, and other people saying, I don't think that anyone, including Zimmerman, could see the conflict was imminent. Okay, let me say something about that. You see somebody out in the neighborhood that doesn't belong there, in your opinion. You get out of your car to go over there and confront them. You have to assume, maybe it's my mentality and many others like me, that you have to assume there's going to be a confrontation, or there could be a confrontation right then. So you have to be prepared for the confrontation. That doesn't mean taking a gun out and shooting somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you see somebody in your neighborhood and you're on neighborhood watch, You've called the police. They said, well, you don't have to get out of your car. You said, well, I want to see what he's doing. And you go out and you say, hey, what are you doing here? Now, there's different ways of saying it. It could have been said, hey, excuse me, but do you live in a neighborhood? We've been having some problems here. And then Martin could have said, no, you know what? I'm here and visiting my uncle. He lives right down the street. I don't think that happened. But again, I wasn't there. But to say that, that people, may not be ready for confrontation, maybe you should be. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about other battles with the government. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. He's not guilty of murder in Florida, but the verdict isn't stopping a Justice Department probe into George Zimmerman's shooting of Trayvon Martin. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Sanford.
Lisa, that investigation by the DOJ is being handled by its Civil Rights Division and has been active since discontent over how the shooting was being handled locally began to grow. So far, there have been no released findings other than an FBI conclusion last year that George Zimmerman had no racist ties. A civil rights investigation always has the possibility of ending with federal criminal charges being filed, meaning Zimmerman could wind up defending himself again at trial. Lisa?
Well, Eben, from Florida to California, there have been some protests over the verdict. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this line.
Yeah, Lisa, protesters angry over the acquittal of George Zimmerman were for the most part peaceful. Like these here in New York City's Times Square, but there were a few in Oakland who set small fires and broke windows. Dozens clashed with police in L.A. overnight before several arrests were made, and though they didn't pound the pavement in celebration, George Zimmerman supporters also want their voices to be heard.
I feel like the media and all these people are making it into a race thing when originally it was just a matter of self-defense.
Lisa?
Jeff, thanks. Citing hundreds of filibusters in the U.S. Senate.
So we're wasting time. Hour after hour, day after day.
Majority Leader Harry Reid moments ago pitching the so-called nuclear option to end the 60-vote requirement on cutting off debate to move a bill or a nominee forward. At issue are blocked presidential nominations. Republicans criticized the proposed changes in Senate rules as unprecedented. The Thunderbirds are coming back. The U.S. Air Force just announcing that many of the combat aircraft grounded by budget cuts since April will start flying again today, and so will the popular demonstration team. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years, till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
While a filibuster fight simmers in the U.S. Senate, House Republicans aren't giving up on efforts to delay or kill parts of Obamacare. Votes expected today.
One bill would delay the part of the Affordable Care Act that requires us to buy health insurance by next year. Another measure would delay the so-called employer mandate on the grounds that it requires congressional authority. The employer mandate's already been pushed back to 2015 by the White House. Republicans argue that delay does a nice favor for companies, but punishes individuals who must still have some sort of insurance next year. As with the dozens of other House attempts to kill Obamacare, these bills won't even be taken up by the Senate. In Washington, Richard Johnson, Fox News Radio.
The first senior U.S. official to visit Egypt since the army ousted the elected president is in Cairo now. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns expected to urge a swift restoration of democracy, even as supporters of the ousted president continue to hold rallies. A British woman has died while trying to swim the English Channel as part of a charity drive. posting on the internet says she collapsed in the water and was airlifted to a French hospital where she died. Two of the world's fastest runners failed drug tests, including an American sprinter.
Tyson Gay has recorded this year's fastest time for the 100 meters, but he's confirmed an out-of-competition sample he gave in May has come back positive. The athlete has said, "I don't have a sabotage story. I basically put my trust in someone and was let down." He's pulled out of next month's World Championships in Moscow.
Claire Fallon of Sky News. Jamaica's Asafa Powell also facing questions after testing positive for a banned stimulant. Twinkies are back under a new owner.
It's like hot dogs, apple pie, and mom.
Good comfort food.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. My grandkids will love it.
Hostess sold off its brands after declaring bankruptcy last year. Stocks are turning higher. The Dow's up 10 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05 on July the 15th, Bad Bob's here, along with Linda and I. Linda, what's the weather going to be like today?
Currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have another piping hot day today with temperatures around 98, maybe up to the triple digit area. Clear tonight with temperatures around 65. And the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Reservations for a special night in Anselmo's, 474-5546.
And let's go to our advisors over there at Wells Fargo to tell us what's going on with the market. It's Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, major averages are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 9 points at 15,474. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1680. And the Nasdaq Composite is up a point at 3,601. Active stocks on the big board, Boeing up $2.57, trading at $104.44. Alcoa, positive 7 cents at $8.17. ExxonMobil, off 13 cents, trading at $93.27. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares, up 14 cents at $22.64. North Valley Bank, positive 35 cents at $16.76. Bank of Commerce, off a penny at $4.86. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.56%. For commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $1,284. Silver, positive 6 cents at $19. Crude oil, off 18 cents, trading at $105 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You know, it's tough being in Wall Street. It's tough knowing what's going on there. So you want some experts, and that's who the people are down at Wells Fargo Advisors. 243-7561.
Okay.
Before we break.
All right.
We need to talk about what happened to that TV station in San Francisco, but you can't say exactly what happened.
Well, Asiana Air, of course, they're going to sue the television station over bogus pilot names. Now, evidently, it's damaged the airline's reputation by using bogus and racially offensive names for four pilots on a plane that crashed, you know, earlier this month in San Francisco. An anchor, evidently for KTVU TV, read the names on the air Friday and then apologized after a break. I mean, it would be like, you know, you're in your groove and somebody sticks something up like, yeah, you know, but you're not even thinking about it and you're reading it, and probably as it's coming out your lips, you're thinking, oh my God, I said those.
Well, here's the thing is they had the names. Where they got the names from, I'm not sure. They called the National Traffic Safety Board or, you know, NTSB and said, are these names true? Well, the person answering the phone was a summer intern. Now, I can picture the summer intern. He's just volunteering his time. They said, this is KTVU TV in San Francisco, and we have these names. Are these names correct? And when you hear the names.
Okay, here's the names that they read out loud. Now, one of them I can't say, but I can spell it. Captain Sum Ting Wong. Captain Wee Too Low. Captain Holy F you, you know what? Captain Bang D Al.
Now, they read these names over the air on KTVU TV, and they said they had checked with the National Transportation Safety Board. Well, they called, like I said, they talked to a summer intern, and the young man answers the phone. They said, are these the names? Now, you can look at it two different ways. The young man said, these guys are obviously jerks, and they're just, you know, pulling my chain, or they don't know what they're talking about, and this is a joke. And so what he said was, yep, that's right, those are the names. Well, he didn't check with a senior official or somebody in the NTSB. He just said, yeah, those are the names. And so the television station went live and gave those names you just heard as the pilots. Well, within the broadcast, they came back and said they had made a mistake and that they had checked with the NTSB. And obviously, they've been given the wrong information, but come on. How smart do you have to get when you read something like that? And how many people that was typing it, the guy typing it, the people, the director, the producer, people reading this? This wasn't something that's just thrown at them, I don't think. But even if it was, at what point, when after you've read the first one, do you realize that you've just been hoaxed, been pranked? But now, to make it even worse, Asian Airlines, the plane that landed a little bit short of the runway, says that the publishing of these names by the TV station has helped to ruin their reputation.
Well,
I'm not sure I would have, I don't know if I would have kept this thing going if I was Asian Airlines.
Well, one of the other, okay, we're going to come back to this later, but right now on the phone is holding us Elizabeth, and there's a special meeting tonight. Elizabeth, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. We just got into that.
No, it's absolutely hilarious. And isn't the first rule of journalism to get your facts straight?
Well, it used to be.
Doesn't that make you wonder how much accuracy you're getting from the mainstream news?
Well, you know, here, and you know what, Elizabeth, let's take it and take it to another step on that is that people are so eager in this 24 hours a day, you know, news storm that we're in to put something out there. And you're absolutely right. How much of it's really checked and how much of it's correct? And then how much of it just kind of drops off the edge after they find out it's wrong and you never know it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you've got something big tonight.
Well, we do. Tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 6 o'clock. At the Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneville Road, we will have Linda Lai, who is a staff attorney for the Northern California Division of the ACLU. And she has recently been on a couple of your radio station programs.
Yes.
Last week she was a guest on Sovereign Minds, and yesterday she was a guest on We the People. And Linda's going to talk about the Fourth Amendment, the Third Amendment, civil liberties, personal property rights, and more importantly, privacy rights. And, you know, I want to say that the ACLU technically is a nonpartisan organization, and believe it or not, so is the Tea Party. And I find it really interesting that, and I've said this all along, that there will come a day when all sides will find common ground. And I think that the fact that the ACLU and the Tea Party have now been working together for a couple of years on different issues, I would say that solidifies that whole theory that both organizations are nonpartisan, and it is about we the people.
I think you're right. You know, that's not the first time the ACLU and the Tea Party have gotten together on lawsuits.
Not at all.
And that. I think that there is common ground for many people out there. We just know that people are going to be surprised in the future how much common ground there is out there.
Absolutely. So I encourage people to come out and listen. Linda is a wonderful speaker, very knowledgeable. She has a great presence about her. So I encourage everyone from all sides to come out and join us tonight to hear Linda Lai.
I think it's a great idea. And like you said, ACLU and the Tea Party together, mm-hmm, talking about privacy issues, which are very, very, very real to everybody. They should be. And people should go out tonight. And again, it's at
2570 South Bonneville Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Vings.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 72 degrees out there, 8:17 in the morning. And today we welcome our newest advertiser, Sleep Number. Sleep Number Beds.
We'll let you know where they're located. If you go into the Target shopping center, they're right over there next to Blimpie's. And, we had, a fabulous customer service story from the time that we got or discovered that, you know, this is the bed that we want. And, from the way that they called us to give us a window and then checked again to see if the window of time and then called us an hour before the window of time to deliver it. And then the two gentlemen that came to the house came and they put those little booties on their, you know, on their feet. So when they came into the bedroom, they were not going to track. And that's the little detail stuff that I love. So they came in and we have a sleep number. So, you know, like what number is Carl? What number am I? I'm still trying to figure out my number. I thought when I went to the store, I was going to be a 55, but I've been.
We didn't know anything about the numbers.
No.
So what you have to do is when you go down to the store is that you lay on their bed. It's got 1,000 little, computer nodes underneath the mattress. And what it does is when you lay down, it reads the levels of stress or where the stress is on your body, where your body's touching. And then as you adjust the bed, it takes away that stress. So that these red marks were that where if you're laying on a regular bed with springs are always going to be there. when you're in the sleep number bed, it adjusts itself, and that's those stress spots go away. And you sleep much better.
But you can choose.
And you can choose.
So there's a you know, like a remote. So, you know, Carl, it clicks, and then Carl can go on like 65 or 85, and I can go on 45 or 100, whatever that is. And so we've had it for four nights now. And I can just tell you, the very first night I slept on it, I felt refreshed. So,
yeah, you know,
that was amazing for me.
And it's in the bed, of course, divided in half. And so you can, you know, I have one number and Linda has another. Some, you know, and the higher the numbers, the harder the bed, but it's not hard, but firmer the mattress, I should say. Anyway, we want to welcome Sleep Number to KCNR, and to tell you is that you need to go down and visit them and, or give them a call right here in town. And I can't say enough, about how good they are and how good the service is. You know, Janice is there and Sean. For them to sit there and take that much time, give them a call at 223-2300. 223-2300. They're located at 1315 Churn Creek Road, right here. Okay, let's move on here. A lot of stuff still going on with the Zimmerman trial in our chat room. And frankly, there's two sides to this, as we're learning, of course, in the chat room, and strongly felt opinions by people. The fact is that no, we're never really going to know everything that happened at the Zimmerman trial. We want to come back to this. We want to talk about some more about that. We want to talk about a couple more lawsuits that have been brought in California concerning Proposition 8. And how did this woman lead police to the body of a young boy 60 miles away from where she lived? We'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Redding. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and
change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Hey, take a break from the heat and have a staycation right here on Holiday Harbor with houseboats, ski boats, or jet skis. They have package deals to fit any budget. Come on out and have fun. Relax without breaking the bank at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or visit them at lakeshasta.com. You know, these boats and, you know, their houseboats are just absolutely immaculate, the ones we have been in. So, okay. You know, there's a little boy that was had disappeared down in Santa Ana. And he's 11 years old. He'd been missing in a rural town miles away from where she lived. This lady's name is Pam Raglan. And she started having a vision about this. You know, we had Outside the Wire and we talked to psychics on the show on Fridays. And so I'm probably a little bit more open up to this after listening to the psychics and talking to us here
this
on the show.
This woman had heard about it, I think.
She was watching TV.
Right.
And she said then a haunting vision popped into her head. A young boy lying on his side with his eyes closed. The boy wasn't sleeping. And by that time, her vision stopped. She led detectives to the boy's decomposing body. Behind his house in the Riverside County community of Menifee, then partially buried there. She and prosecutors on Friday charged the boy's 16-year-old brother with the murder. Detectives are acknowledging it was a bizarre way to find a boy's body, and they are investigating whether Raglan had anything to do with the death. And she says she relies on intuition to see things that others don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, this is really strange.
You know, here's what's not strange about it. For years. For years and years and years, there are people who, I don't know, that they can tap in. And it's for centuries old. Since the day we came on to this planet, we were able to, there are those who can have this ability to touch an object or, you know, be able to, like you said, see something that's passed in another dimension and be able to get these visions. And it's not a unique case in the sense that there are people, believe it or not, in different law enforcement agencies that, you know, they get a point where they can't find out any information. Sometimes they call in a psychic.
They do. And what the detective said there is she actually went right up to the driveway of the house, onto the property, and right up to the body of this boy. Now, you can say one of two things. Either this is truly a psychic occurrence, or there's more to it than we know. That she lives 60 miles away. She called the police. This is, I've had this vision about where he is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first time things like this have happened, though.
Yeah. And you know what I would think, if I were she, I would do the same thing. Even though, you know, it's gonna, disrupt your life, make it uncomfortable. How could you not? How could you not have that information and not share it? So anyway, before we go to break, I want to tell you about something that's trending that you need to know about. It's called a pet flipping. I know it's odd, but Elizabeth Arroyo, for instance, never thought she would see her dog again after he ran away from her Greenwood, Indiana home late one June night. So she was shocked when she was forwarded a Craigslist ad days later saying her dog, Raiden, was not only found, but for sale. So to make a long story short, she goes to meet the person who has this dog and wants to sell it back to her. And obviously it was kind of a ransom-ish. So this is trending, just so you just realize that, this is going on. And, anyway, so when she said, when the gal who was the dog owner said, let me go to, the ATM to get the money, which was $900 they wanted for this dog, she brings the cops back. And of course, you know, no questions asked. The dog, you know, met its owner and they knew that they arrested this
person.
So what
you're saying is people are stealing like expensive type dogs.
Yes.
And then they're turning around and selling them.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes, it's called dog flipping or animal flipping.
Animal flipping.
Yes, like house flipping, but they're doing that with animals right now, and it's trending because people will do anything. You know, it's kind of like a weird drug deal, but that's going on. So just be aware that, it may not be lost. Somebody may have it and you'll find it, you know, follow Craigslist and pet finders and all that other stuff.
Well, you know what also is, Angel's just joined us. We've had a really great chat room going this morning. Go to KCNR1460.com. Gene, you are just holding your own in this. You really are. And it's good to see discussion without anger and nastiness. There may be, you know, people's emotions are in this. I'm talking about the Zimmerman case. But people are discussing this in the chat room without name calling, without finger pointing. You know, hey, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. Unless I've missed something in the last couple of minutes. But Angel has just joined us and she said, nobody's going to want my cat. So, you know, there's a TV show I've never watched. I just have seen it in the listings. It said, The Cat from Hell. And I guess these are cats that are just, how can you make a reality show out of this?
I don't know, but cats, my girlfriend has the cat from hell that she's moved back home with her, you know, at her mother's place. And there's a bully cat that literally, she has like 11 cats. Some of them are outside. She's rescued a lot of these cats. The bully cat next door has ripped the eyeball out of one of the cats and is dancing on the heads of the others. And that's just, it's bully time.
That's the way to handle this. Okay, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, The Pulse of Shasta County.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. A Florida jury found George Zimmerman not guilty of murdering Trayvon Martin, but he could still end up back in court.
There's still a chance he could face federal prosecution as the Justice Department examines evidence and testimony in this state case to see if there are any prosecutable civil rights violations. Zimmerman also faces the potential of civil suits.
Fox's Jonathan Seri, break in at a French nuke plant.
Around 30 protesters representing Greenpeace say they wanted to expose security flaws at the Tricastin plant in southern France. They say they climbed fences to get in and then reached the walls of two reactors. Authorities say there was no security risk because areas like control rooms were still off limits.
Fox Radio, Simon Owen in New England.
Welcome back to Victory Lane. Vickers wins it at New Hampshire.
Courtesy TNT, Brian Vickers wins NASCAR's New Hampshire 300. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the good news, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:35 in the morning, 72 degrees out there, going up to 98. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And the chat room is running amok today, and I like that. We always like that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. I get my hair cut there. Bad Bob gets his hair cut there. Everybody gets their hair cut there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. All right. Obamacare. We got to get into Obamacare at least once, right? The three major unions have written, and these have written a letter to Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi warning that Obamacare would shatter not only their hard-earned health benefits, but destroy the foundation of the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class. It was penned by James Hoffa, James P. Hoffa, because they haven't found his father, General President of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Joseph Hansen, International President of United Food and Commercial Workers International, and Donald Taylor, President of Unite Here, a union representing hotel, airport, food service, gaming, and textile workers. When you and the President sought our support for the Affordable Care Act, you pledged that we like the health plans we have now. We could keep them. Sadly, this premise is under attack. Well, yes, of course it's under attack because it was false to begin with, my friends. I mean, when we start there, their regulatory changes are huge. They start talking about that. The unintended consequences of the ACA are severe. Perverse incentives are causing nightmare scenarios. First, the law creates an incentive for employers to keep employees' work hours below 30 hours a week. And numerous employers have begun to cut workers' hours to avoid this obligation, and many of them are doing so openly. Fewer hours means less pay. Well, what did you think was going to happen? Really, what did you think? Did you think that Obama... Just because Obama said nothing's going to change, it would. And think of all the millions and millions of dollars that the unions have spent to make Obamacare come true. And now it's working against them. As anybody that read it would find, I mean, anybody could see, hey, if you have this many employees and they work this many hours, you've got to buy insurance for them. Well, if the bottom line is we have to buy insurance and we close down, well, how can we keep people employed but keep our doors open? You cut the hours. Hello? You cut the hours to 30. Now, what's going to happen probably in the next year or two is then they're going to say is part-time work is really 20 hours and it's not 30 hours. So that's even going to put more people out of work, and how many businesses will shut down. Now, they haven't done that, and I don't know they're going to do that, but you can see that that's happening. But the unions who worked so hard to get Obama and his fellow Obamacareites in, you're reaping the whirlwind, my friends, because this is not going to stop. There are so many gaps in Obamacare. There are so many things wrong in Obamacare. And now it's just coming. To think that you're going to be able to keep the health care plans you had before, wrong. They changed. They're changing for the military. What makes you think they wouldn't change for the unions? The military is getting hammered out there. If the military is getting hammered over a promised, though not in writing, of course, health care for them, then what do you think was going to happen to the unions? This, they're going to change. And the gold plans that you had before are gone. They will be. And your people are going to be paying more for insurance where they weren't before. And doctors. The doctors are going to choose not to take some kinds of insurance, as they already are. Some doctors don't take Medicare already. If they don't take Medicare already, then what makes you think they're going to take anything else that comes along like that that's going to pay them less? And they talk about getting more and more people into this. Well, when you see the union saying, well, wait a minute, it's going to cost us more, it's going to destroy the health plans we have, then when you look at young people who are now paying very little for health care, and now, but they want them to join in and pay a couple of thousand a year, they're not going to do it. They'll take that $95 fine at the end of the year, or that $150 fine. It's going to be cheaper than buying the insurance. Obamacare is in deep trouble. And not only, but, you know, it's the fact is that they played favorites and it's coming back to haunt them now. Businesses don't have to get those insurance plans till 2015. But individuals do. Even though 67% of the people don't believe they have to do that. And this is July 15th. They have to do it by January. There's going to be a huge, as you can probably tell, a huge amount of advertising that's going to happen here over the next 6 months. NFL has turned it down. Many others have turned it down. Hey, we're not taking sides on this one. And they're going to come out flooding stations all over America. You need to sign up. You need to sign up. You need to sign up. What happens if people don't? What happens if they don't? Is Obamacare over then? What are they going to do? Could this be the largest passive protest in American history? When 100 million people protest together by not signing up for insurance? What a protest that would be. This isn't scattered protest. This are huge protests. 100 million people or more don't sign up for the insurance and say, I'm not going to sign up for something that's going to cost me more money than I have. You promised me I could keep my plan. You promised me, President Obama. I'm not going to sign up. We'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
All right.
Simply irresistible.
We rock.
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. and we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Yeah! 8:45 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460. Talking about, I know the Zimmerman trial was big in there, and talking about pet flipping and names of people that don't fly for Asian, airlines. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veterans and senior discounts, locally owned, family operated, competitive prices. This is all under Shasta Gas Propane. Good people there. 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Talk to them about the, they do an averaging, you know, of the money you pay for it. So you can make, you have a payment plan there. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. You know, certain things that, you know, you get into and you don't get into. One of the things is, you know, Proposition 8 went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court ruled on it. And they opened up all the, counties to, people getting marriage licenses and same-sex marriages. Well, the state of California is being sued again because the lawsuits say, hey, that the Supreme Court did not say Proposition 8 was unconstitutional. What it said was is that the group had no legal standing to bring suit against the people that, you know, against the Proposition 8 ruling. And according to the Supreme Court, the only one that can do that, because it was a proposition, was the state was the only one that could fight this. Well, the state refused to fight it. So that it just kind of automatically then, the people that brought the, first suit, fought it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said you have no standing, blah, blah, blah. Now, they're suing again to say the same thing, saying, wait a minute, they didn't say that you couldn't. They just said is that, and specifically these two counties, that the rest of the counties cannot issue marriage licenses. I think that, you know, they've got a real good point here, that the dangerous thing about this is not about the gay thing. It's about the fact that the people who pass the proposition, when the state refuses to fight something that the people have voted on and have passed, and because the majority of the people want it, the state should at least, if the state is the only option to fight it, there's something wrong there. The people should be able to take this. And when it comes to the court, then the decision should be based on the merits of the case, not the fact, oh, I'm sorry, you can't bring this to the Supreme Court because you aren't the state. That could be really dangerous if you think about other propositions that maybe a state law could say is, or a judge can say, nope, that's unconstitutional. Prop 13, something like that. And if the state refuses to fight it, where are you going then? So, I'm not a lawyer I'm never going to say I understand constitutional law or even how the Supreme Court thinks. I was totally fooled on Obamacare on this one. by Roberts in his decision. So, but the lawsuit has started again. I have no idea where it's going to go. I have a feeling that it's not going to go far, on that.
Well, there's a couple things. Do you want to, like, finish the, show off by, a couple things? There was a woman gored during final days of Running with the Bulls.
In Pampeloma.
Oh yeah,
the Pampeloma, Spain.
Yeah, and I don't know.
They had photos of several people getting nailed this year.
She was.
I did not know that she was. Well, they had this one guy who was down, and this bull had him. I mean, he had him bad, but obviously not as bad as the woman who looks like she could die on this. Huh?
And the other thing, vampire graveyard discovered in Poland.
That's what I was trying to tell you last night, and I could not find that anywhere, that they found a zombie grave, or not zombie, but vampire graves.
Well, I think maybe.
In Poland.
Yeah, that's right. It unearthed beheaded skeletons found in telltale burial position. It seems that researchers came across a spooky discovery when they unearthed a graveyard that appeared to contain the skeletons of four Poles suspected of being vampires. Four skeletons were found at the site in Gliwice, in a town in southern Poland, according to Polish Radio English. All four bodies have been beheaded and buried with their heads between their legs.
Well, are we sure that's what they were talking about then? Vampirism, was that on there someplace?
It said decapitation was a common fate for suspected vampires among Slavic areas in the period following the introduction of Christianity. The Telegraph reports the bodies were then buried with their heads between their legs in an attempt to prevent the skeletons from rising from the dead.
Well,
yeah.
I've got so many things to be said about that, but none of which right now, because the other ones I saw in Romania was they would nail them to the skeletons would be beheaded, and then they would put an iron bar through their bodies into the coffin itself, or they would literally nail the bodies to the coffin so they couldn't rise out of the grave. This is interesting that you know, vampires.
Well, it's a devout Roman Catholic country. Poland is home to a vocal community of exorcists and vampire believers. In 2011, a week-long exorcism conference focused on examining the current fashion for vampirism in Europe and the world over. Schizophrenia and other mental disorders, as well as the devil's deceit during exorcism, according to Agency France Press. One of the latest high-profile excavations of suspected vampires occurred in 2012 near the city of Sozopol, Bulgaria, according to the Time. Yeah. Archaeologists discovered a pair of 700-year-old remains that had been stabbed through the heart with iron rods.
Yeah, that's the ones I was talking about. Now, one of the comments in the chat room is, heads between their legs. Might not that have been politicians? We'll take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will. And his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment and a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment.
Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Well, I won't back down.
Good morning on this beautiful Monday morning here in our North State, Redding, California, 72 degrees. Looks like we're going to have, you know, triple digits today. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We want to do a shout out to our friends at Estate Granite, Mike Uber. They are located at Mountain Lakes Boulevard in Redding. 241-7866 for all your, granite needs. I think next year we're going to redo our bathroom and have finally a shower that I can actually, you know, I think we're going to have Estate Granite come out and redo our bathroom. We'll let you know about that. But our kitchen
that you can stand up in, that you don't have to squat down to pick up the soap if you drop it.
I can't. I can't. Bend. Yeah, I got to squat down. Anyway, I don't want to even go there.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow.
It's kind of gross, but anyway.
Tomorrow we're going to be open a little bit, but we're waiting to hear back from one of our authors that I think is going to be back in the area after her first book tour. Talk about A Stranger in My Bed, a little bit more about that. We're also going to be having on a couple other people to talk about what's happening down in Sacramento that is just absolutely fearful if you're a Second Amendment believer and a gun owner believer. The thing about, you know, we put on Facebook, on our site, Free Fire Radio, I put a picture of a Ruger 22, a 10/22 rifle up on it, and I said, this is what one of the new laws is. And the new law is, of course, this Ruger 10/22 holds, it's a 22, it holds 10 rounds in a little magazine. I don't know how many millions of kids have been taught how to shoot with 22 rifles. It's the caliber used in the Olympics. And this rifle has been bought and given to children, and I say given to children, but used by children because it's easy to shoot, and the parents there can teach them how to use a weapon safely, use a gun safely. Well, the California legislature, of course, has outlawed this weapon, calling it an assault rifle. An assault rifle, because it is semi-automatic, which means when you pull the trigger, the rifle fires, and you let the trigger back, and you pull again, and the rifle fires. It doesn't fire automatically. It's not a machine gun. It's a rifle and a cartridge that is not used by any military in the world because of its limitations, of its, you know, its plinks, it's, you know, for very small game, all of this, right? Okay. I put that up on our Facebook page. 800.
You're kidding.
800,
comments?
You know, yeah, likes on this, or saw it, that saw this thing.
Did people make negative comments?
Oh no, there was nobody. They said they couldn't believe this was true. And then they checked it out and they found out it was true. That little 22 rifle that you've got in your house also is going to have to be registered because it's an assault weapon. That 22 rifle is now an assault weapon.
These are like the little varmint rifles that, you know, a granddad when you were back in Iowa.
You hunted rabbits with it,
yep.
Squirrels, and this. This is not a manhunter. This is not something you put a bayonet on. It doesn't have a pistol grip. And if you look at assault, you know, because it has a magazine that can be detached. Now, this is where we're at in our state here. We're 47th in the country when it comes to doing business. We are last in the country when graded by CEOs of a place you want to open a business up with. We are 48th in the country when it comes to education. And we are spending time taking a 22 rifle and making it into an assault rifle by idiots, and they're Democrats, by the way, who are doing this, by Democrat idiots that don't know the difference between a battle rifle in the military and a 22 rifle that so many people own. And if you don't register it, why don't you find out what happens if you don't register that assault rifle? You've just broken the law. Oh, they don't care, do they? They'll look you in the eye and say, we're trying to stop gun violence. Do you actually think having that rifle is named as an assault rifle is going to stop violence. And having to get a thumbprint for your ammo and having to pay tax on your ammo. Do you think criminals are going to do that? Do you really believe criminals are going to do that? We have idiots down in Sacramento.
And on a sidebar, not even a note, but to kind of change the subject, we want to do a shout out and get well, Barbara Harrison. She went in for some surgery last week, and she is doing very, very well. And our prayers, I'm glad that she's come through with shining colors, and friends have loved her, and she's just doing really, really well. Just got an email from her, and, you know, healing slowly, but doing very, very well. So we all know Barbara is just an outstanding leader, community leader, and we wish her well.
We do, as we do Rich Bay. Rich and Patty Bay, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in today. Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to be open on a few of these. We're going to be talking about what's happening in Sacramento and the rest of the world in D.C. and talking about, local events, because it's important that you get another look at things from another viewpoint. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Radio, I'm Pam Puso. George Zimmerman may be a free man, but his legal problems stemming from the deadly shooting of Trayvon Martin in Florida may not be over.
The Justice Department says it's examining evidence and testimony in the case to see if there are prosecutable federal civil rights violations. And the Neighborhood Watch volunteer faces the potential of civil suits from the family of Trayvon Martin.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Longstanding rules in the U.S. Senate could change if the Democratic majority leader has his way. Fox News Radio's Mike McAway. It's live at the White House.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid is pushing ahead with his plan to kill the right of senators to filibuster non-judicial presidential nominees. Currently, 60 votes are often needed to approve them. Reid wants to change Senate rules so only 50 would be needed. Reid arguing it's the only way to circumvent Republican stalling on certain nominees.
All we have from the Republicans is not advice and consent. We have obstruct and delay.
Republicans say this would change the very nature of the Senate, and in the past, Reid and other Democrats